perfect golden brown.
This one's called Take It Away. So if you have a biscuit in the oven and it's getting too hot, you
get it out of there.
Take it away.
Put it in your mouth.
Get some butter.
And some
pomegranate. Ooh, sorry. I went for something else. I thought you were going to say pomegranate.
Some jelly.
That was easier. This one's called Take It Away.
But it never lasts. Don't break my heart. Oh, don't break my heart. He said it don't got to be forever. It could be one night when you feel under the weather. I wanna make you feel alright. You can't call me baby. I could be your man when this all gets cloudy. I'm gone. Understand. Oh, you say you need me, but you're never there. You say you need me, but you're never there. You say you need me, do you really care? Don't break my heart. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you till the sky falls down. Gonna love it till the sky falls down. Gonna love it till the sky falls down. Don't break my heart. Oh no, don't break my heart. Oh baby, it don't got to be forever. It can be one night when you feel under the weather. I wanna make you feel alright. You can't call me but baby. I can be your man. When this all gets cloudy, I'm gonna understand, understand.
Oh my God, I love you guys.
Hey,
sorry. I usually don't gush, but I just...
You're gushing.
Sorry.
Oh my God, it's getting everywhere. We're in a studio.
It's Handmade Moments, in case you don't know. And they came through town, what, like a year ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, we stumbled through town.
It was in the wintertime, I believe.
Oh, was it?
The wintertime.
You did an impromptu performance at the Revolution Brewery, and then, you know, we couldn't get enough of you. So Rob Miller had you back, and now you're going to, in fact, you're playing right now as this is airing. If you head down to Paonia Town Park, you can see Handmade Moments live, and then they're going to be playing at Pickin' After Dark at the Paradise Theater in Paonia starting at 9. So you have several chances to see them play live. Wasn't easy for you to get here, was it?
We hitchhiked here, everybody.
From Silverthorne. We drive this 1981 Volkswagen diesel rabbit pickup truck, and it's great. It's great. But we had a little issue with it. It's fine. It's getting fixed by a wonderful mechanic in Silverthorne. But we thought, we can't cancel our Paonia gigs. We got to go.
We got to hitchhike.
So we hitchhiked there. here. From there.
Last night, we shot a field session, a KVNF field session with you. So you called and said, well, we're just going to make it. We're just going to hitchhike. We'll just get there. And you seem very confident. Have you been having good luck on your travels? And that's why you can...
I think if you just say
it's going to happen.
Say it's going to happen and really believe it's going to happen. It has a better chance of happening.
This is actually, yesterday was our first time to ever hitchhike, like on a highway.
In the U.S., yeah.
For like our band, you know, like trying to get somewhere for real. You know, we've hitchhiked on little back roads in Arkansas, but that's way different.
That's probably your cousin or something.
Someone you know.
Right.
You know.
And that's just everyone's like, related.
Because everyone's related in Arkansas, yeah. Me and Bill Clinton go way back.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
actually, Bill Clinton taught me to play the saxophone. Yeah. So
he taught
you're
me,
full of it.
He taught me how to flirt with women.
Well, this explains the success that you're having.
So it all goes out to Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill, but vote for Bernie this year, I think.
Well, I like it that you guys have a message in some of your music, too, but it doesn't ever feel like, you know, it doesn't come off as preachy. And it's not with every song.
Yeah, well, there's mainly a lot of times after shows, I've been very preachy and annoying, and I'm just like, man, that was I hated the taste of that in my mouth. So, like, it's right. A lot of just being a general, you know, a preacher, snobby person. You know, like, you, everybody has their beliefs. And so I think it's important to voice your beliefs, but
definitely.
We've gotten better at not sounding like we know everything. I don't know.
And we're musicians, you know, it's cool with musicians. You can get a bunch of people in a room to listen to something. So if you have an idea, you might as well, you know, voice it.
Shout it out there.
When you guys are just talking, you're playing together too. It's almost like a comedy routine sometimes.
Sometimes it can be.
Yeah.
I try to play the straight man.
You should see our somersault routine.
Our somersault routine is
we are great acrobatics.
Very dangerous. There's lots of fire involved. There's
wow,
so much fire.
Scary.
Fire and water.
Yeah, kind fire, dangerous. Water. There's a lot of poodles.
A slip and slide that we set on fire. Yep.
So we're gonna bring that to Paeonia next summer. Actually, the handmade moments.
We'll bring our whole circus.
somersault circus in the summer.
Yeah.
Fest in
okay,
Paeonia.
Okay. Good. We'll do it.
Hashtag 2016.
Yep. Paeonia would be all over that.
I think so.
Seriously.
But they need to sign a waiver first because if they get on it, they could hurt themselves.
I'm glad you're planning ahead. So I saw a video that you guys did for a song called Open Up Your Heart, mm-hmm. Which I thought was beautiful. And it's a great example of what we were talking about where there's a message there. But it didn't feel preachy at all to me. In fact, it was interesting because I was thinking, really, it's an anti-war song.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was thinking about how it's not trendy to be anti-war anymore. It's almost like being anti-war is some kind of old thing that the hippies did in the 60s or something like that. And I realized suddenly that means that we're sort of shutting ourselves off in a way from caring about that issue.
Definitely.
When it's still obviously an issue. And and that seemed to be the message of, at least that's what I got from the song, was that, like, let's open up your heart to this because it
well,
still matters.
Well, there's something else going on there. And a lot of times if you say you're anti-war, people automatically assume that you're like anti-soldier, you know, and you're like against veterans or whatever. But it's a problem that's a lot bigger than that. You know, it's definitely not our soldiers' fault what's mm-hmm. going on. You know, there's big guys pulling the strings with our war, and they're making a ton of money. And that's an issue. That's a problem,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, I think it didn't really I'd always been anti-war, you know, in theory. You know, like, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
Anyone could agree that.
Go and killing people.
Bad.
But it didn't really affect me until I found out that my buddy died. And I didn't know him super well, Jacob George. But he was a really sweet, wonderful human being. And I found out he committed suicide as a result of having PTSD from being at war in Iraq. It just was very painful and real.
And he's an Arkansas musician, too. That's how we knew him. He plays the banjo and writes songs. He has a really great album out there called Soldier's Heart. But his whole thing was, you know, he joined the military at a young age because they come into the schools and then they offer you all this money. And if you're from a poor family, you've never even dreamed of having, you know, $20,000. They're like, we'll give you this, you know, bonus. And he's from a farming family, so he's a farmer, and he goes out to the Middle East and realizes that the people that he's fighting are also other young farmers. And he's like, this is kind of crazy. We do the same thing. Why are farmers shooting farmers?
Mm-hmm.
Who's benefiting from this? Like, you know, I don't have anything against this guy. Why do I have to kill him?
Right. You know? Well, let's hear that song
sure.
if we could.
Yeah.
Light and there's a star. You know only light can break the dark. So go and light a spark, yeah. Oh, open up your eyes. Wake up to this propaganda's lies. They don't wanna hear you question why. So go and ask them why now. Oh, no, no. while they're selling crack cocaine to our kids in the city streets. To the CIA, the ends, they justify the means. But you know they're blinded, blinded by the sight of greed, red and green, this Christmas Eve. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, no, I say, open up your hands, put them to the earth, it's dust and sand. But you know that your will is your command, so will it and it will now. Oh, and do one favor, man, be the bravest hero in the land. Be the one to finally take a stand, say I am not your man now. Oh, no, no, try to trick you, lie to you, sell you on that war machine. Come to your high school, they gonna tell you everything. You could be a soldier killing in the Middle East. So much fun till the war is won. Oh, but this war is never won. No, no, it goes on and on and on and on and on. Oh, open up your heart. You can let in light and there's a start. You know only light can break the dark. So go and light a spark, yeah. Go and light a spark, yeah. So go and light a spark, yeah.
And that was Open Up Your Heart from Handmade Moments. What are you guys doing now? Where are you going to go after you leave Paonia?
We have two shows in Aspen on Friday and Saturday night at Justice Snows. And because our car is in Silverthorne, we are trying to find a way to get to Aspen, so if anybody
we'll
knows,
be hitching. We'll be hitching.
We'll be hitching a ride from somebody.
Hitching a ride from somebody. We'll be hitchhiking to Aspen. So if you're that lucky someone.
And yeah. After Aspen, we'll find a way to get up to Silverthorne, and our car will be ready, and we're so excited to have our car back. And then the next Friday, we'll be in Vail, the Vail Brewing Company. Saturday, we'll be in Crested Butte at Montagna, and then Sunday, we'll be in Buena Vista at Deerhammer.
Are you guys booking your own tours and doing all of that stuff?
Yes, please help us, someone.
Please, God.
I can imagine you're starting to get a really good fan base, though, because, I mean, I'm kind of a super fan, so there must be others. Can you tell me about some of the people out there?
There is a guy in one of my buddies in Argentina that was a really great fan, helped us out a lot.
We have a lot of fans
buddy,
in Argentina.
JM, he's a wonderful producer. And he hooked us up with a day of studio time and recorded all the music that we had been playing in South America, all the live shows that we had been playing. He wanted to capture that. So he was really vital in our success in South America and helped get the word out whenever our car broke down in South America.
Argentina is like one of the coolest fan bases. People were just so open and like, you know, we're on the radio. They filmed us a bunch of times.
It was like Paonia, but an entire country.
An entire country of Paonians. And it was just great. Like, you go to a show, every single show you play is, like, packed house. People are, like, really attentive during your show, and they listen, and they freak out after every song, you know? They just go crazy. And
they must. They're all high down there. Audience. I don't know. Something happened.
It's very strange when the audience is just sitting there and not reacting. I saw an audience doing that at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and the artist who was singing at the time, I won't mention any names, kind of reprimanded them. Like, you're just sitting there like lumps, like, react.
Yeah, I think it's the job of the performer, though, to
inspire that
and wake them up, you know?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times it takes improv, you know? And it's very good. I think it's very important to realize that your crowd, you know, is full of awesome, individual, cool people, and they want to feel special, and they want to feel like they're being entertained. And so you have to do whatever you can to entertain them. It's so I don't know. There's a lot to be said for, you know, audiences that aren't participating. You know, it's to me as an artist, yeah, it's like I've got to wake them up. I've got to engage them and make them dance and call people out.
See, sometimes I think it is their fault.
Oh, wait, no, I'm saying it's not the listener's fault.
Oh, no, I think it is.
Oh, you think so?
Well, yeah, but as a performer, I can't have that mind frame.
You can't because blame the audience. Because then,
that's like a plumber being like, well, this person's plumbing is terrible. You know, like I can't work with this. This is all rusted. Are you kidding me? Are you joking me?
Rusty,
you know,
it's audiences.
Like you got to get in there and get into the nitty gritty of it.
Oh, that's a good way to approach it.
But if it's anyone's fault, it's like our society's fault, you know? Like,
yeah, it's the man.
Well, you know, we were in Argentina. People really love the arts, and it's just so celebrated down there. And I feel like in the United States of America, it's very
we work a lot in the U.S. We're very career-oriented.
And, like, you know, some people look down on the arts. Some people are like, that's a waste of time. Get a real job, you know? People don't – it's not as celebrated here, and the market is definitely oversaturated, so people don't appreciate it as much.
Right. And if you want to see Handmade Moments, you can actually run down to the park right now.
Sprint.
Do it. If you're anywhere near Paonia Town Park, they're performing there live at this moment. Or if you can't run for some reason, you can just head on down to the Paradise Theater at 9 o'clock and see them.
But right now, I just want to point out that I'm existing in two different places at the same time right now. That's is kind of a dream come true. I feel like I'm in multiple dimensions.
You are, and so am I. So are you.
You can be a part of the magic, too.
Yes, I like that.
Joining us in one of our realities.
Can that be Paonia's new town slogan? You can be part of the magic, too.
That's a great slogan.
And I'm here with Handmade Moments, Joel and Anna. And we'd love to hear a song or two more before you go.
Sure.
We're going to do one that we wrote about, that Anna wrote about, fracking in Arkansas. There, we've had some friends get very sick. I've had a lot of people lose property value, and the water quality in all the rivers has gone down. A lot of dead fish, a lot of sad times going on in central Arkansas. And so this is one that Anna wrote. It's a beautiful song.
And an issue that's close to home here for many of us in Western Colorado.
I say keep it out, guys. You guys, there's like a solar institute nearby. There's all sorts of sustainable ways, practical, long-term ways to provide energy for your community. And as someone who's part of a community that has had fracking, I'll say it didn't.
It's not good.
It didn't help. It just brought in a bunch of
money, short-term.
Short-term money. People from out of the state came in. Not a lot of people got the jobs in the state. A lot of oil folks from out of the state.
All the oil is sent out of Arkansas, and we didn't use any of that gas. The problem is they come in and then they get they get a lot of chemicals in your water, and people get sick, and then those people try to sue the companies, and they give them a settlement. They give them a ton of money for medical bills. Then they're like, but you can't tell anybody.
It's a non-disclosure
why
agreement.
You're sick.
It's creepy.
They make you sign a non-disclosure agreement because they don't want it getting out that fracking is bad for human health. So I think it's important that we keep talking about it, you know, just spread the news, because we have some people are like, it doesn't matter, you know, the world's going to end anyway, but we have our children and our
well,
grandchildren,
that's a good
attitude. You know,
a little cynical.
We have all the next generations, and we have to do this for them, if anything.
Yeah.
This one's called Invisible Things. And it's on our record that we have, and it goes like this. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Mr. King, oh please believe us. This
land in which we share belongs to nobody, you see. But so help me God, so help me Jesus, industry comes along with its giant metal teeth. Into my drinking cup. The earth, she shakes and quakes. So why the hell are we still fracking?
It's a wild world.
And once we last it all, still can't seem to get enough.
I'm still hungry. I could go for another. Here we go.
It's a wild world. It's a wild world that we live in.
It's a wild.
Handmade moments.
Thank you.
Because you're doing a lot of traveling and, you know, you've played in probably lots of interesting places, maybe on the street, maybe in little venues, big venues, etc. Do you run into people that you see that are busking or playing in some little dive bar that you're like, how is this person not a huge star? Can you, or
all
how
the
are
time.
They not? Yeah.
There's a few people. Honestly, for me, it's like there's just a few. And when you meet one of those people, it's just like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
There's some folks in Arkansas that are just some of the most amazing musicians I've ever met in my life. And I'm like, how are you not famous?
Fan,
some people
how
don't want it. You know, I think a big part of the music industry is having enough self-interest in your career and having enough, like, being able to talk about yourself and write it. You have to write your own press in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And so if you're not pretty egotistical or very, like, sure of yourself or full of yourself, a lot of times those people don't climb the ladder as much. Maybe they don't want to. But, and maybe there's some bands out there that are so into themselves and so into their image that it sells it and that they're super popular, but yet lots of people may not like them. It's
not like the 60s, you know. Back in the day, you just had to play good music and people push you to the next thing. You know, that's kind of how I felt in Argentina, too. We just played and people took us to the next thing. We didn't really have to, like, do anything ourselves to promote ourselves. But in the United States, it's a hustle to mm-hmm. get your music out there.
Yeah, you had to really put a lot of time into marketing yourself and figuring out like what the image of your group is going to be and how you want to push that. And I don't really think about that stuff very much. I know I should if I want to be more successful.
But that's why we're hitchhiking.
That's why we're hitchhiking and playing music.
And
you know?
Just showing up places. We do a lot of that too on our tours. Like we book shows, but we mostly just show up places and like pick up gigs for tips.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So and I do think that it's cumulative too. Like you build a certain amount of fan base or a certain amount of people who are paying attention and suddenly it like there's like a tipping point or something too. I don't know. I pay too much attention that kind of stuff. Just because I see a lot of people traveling through here that I just think they're so great and I want good things for them, you know? So yeah. I'm trying to figure out how this all works sometimes.
Tell them all to write as good a songs as Paul Simon and then they'll get to the next level. We're trying to get
that's
to that
really,
level.
That's really good advice.
Yeah. Hey, that's the advice I'm trying to take for myself. Are my songs as good as these other songs that make everyone really happy? No, they're not that good yet. Keep working, young man.
I want to give a shout out real quick since you did ask if I ever meet people that I'm just like totally taken aback by. Yes. For all you people out there, look up the band Sad Daddy. And Adam Fawcett out of Arkansas.
All right.
So sweet.
Thanks.
Some of the best music you'll hear happening these days.
Awesome. Handmade Moments. Can we hear one more?
Sure.
Just one more.
Yeah, we're going to get crazy on you guys. We're going to pull a wild card out for this
wild
last
card.
One.
All right.
We're going to take it back to the 1990s.
Okay. We can do that.
That's allowed.
I did try to just ban the 90s here at the station, but it didn't work.
You just can't.
I love the 90s.
Come on, Pearl Jam.
It's so good. So this is an old Aaliyah song. Rest in peace, Aaliyah.
And rest in peace, Blind Melon. I like that band a lot from the 90s. Mm. Just bringing up 90s bands now.
Yeah.
Blind Melon,
you know, Radiohead.
Mm.
Good times.
Classic.
Yeah, good stuff. Sublime.
Mm-hmm. That was some 90s jam. All right, here we go.
No doubt.
Dirty South. Can y'all really feel me? East Coast, feel me. West Coast, feel me. Dirty South, dirty, dirty. Can y'all really feel me? East Coast, kill me. West Coast, here we go now.
Boy, I've been watching you like a hawk in the sky. Fighting you were my prey. And I promise you, if we keep bumping heads, I know that one of these days, we gon' hook it up, probably talk on the phone. See, I don't know if that's good. I've been holding back this secret from you. I probably shouldn't tell you, but if I let you know, you can't tell nobody. I'm talking about nobody. Are you responsible? Boy, I gotta watch my back, 'cause I'm not just anybody. Is it my goal? Is it your goal? Sometimes I'm goody good, right now I'm naughty naughty. Say yes or say no, 'cause I really need somebody. Tell me that somebody. Boy, won't you pick me up at the park right now, up the block while everyone sleeps, sleep, sleep. I'll be waiting there with my trench, my lugs, my hat, so I'm low key. If you tell the world
don't sleep, you know that it'd be weak.
Oh boy, I've been trusting you with my heart, my soul. I probably shouldn't tell you, but
if I
let you know,
you can't tell nobody. I'm talking about nobody.
Are you responsible? Boy, I gotta watch my back, 'cause I'm not just anybody. Is it my goal? Is it your goal? Sometimes I'm goody goody, right now I'm naughty naughty. Say yes, say no, 'cause I really need somebody. Tell me that somebody.
Baby girl, I'm the man from the big VA. Won't you come hang around my way and listen to what I gotta say? The Timberland, I'm the man with the plan. Rock shows from here to Japan. People shaking my hand. Said, baby girl, better known as Aaliyah. Cause it goes from 10 high fever to the play haters to believers. Said, baby girl, you got to tell somebody.
Cause I really need somebody. Tell me that somebody.
If I
let you know,
you can't tell nobody. I'm sorry about nobody.
I hope you're responsible. Boy, I gotta watch my back, cause I'm not just anybody. Is it my goal? Is it your goal? Sometimes I'm goody-goody. Right now I'm naughty-naughty. Say yes or say no,
cause I really need somebody. Tell me that somebody.